This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes.
We got a new hit.
Yes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Oh, hi. So, yes, France made all American fans look like chumps. But we'll be getting to that shortly, as we are here at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, I have the man who found the sound.
Oh, yeah!
Sorry, Chico.
No, we're not. Oh, no, we're not. Hell no, we're not. Let's go, Rangers. Clap, 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 clap. Let's go, Rangers.
No fisses, both of you. First the sound guy, GRM.
Oh, yeah, baby, yes.
Oh, Tuesday's going to be hell for him. When we talk about the schedule release, Tuesday is going to be hell for him.
Little BS Big Show, yes, because Nikki, I don't know if you know this, but all 32 teams have gone back one crazy with these release videos for the NFL schedule.
Actually, yeah. So let's talk to our man that's down the street and around the corner from our sound guy, Jason Block.
Okay. Let me just tell you something. I think the French audience of Backlash can be described as the greatest audience of all time. Behind the ones in Puerto Rico, because they were nuts too. Oh yeah. My God, they
that
were
was
nuts.
This was some night after WrestleMania vibes, and I need to hear more of that. So, I'd like to share. Can we measure it in decibels, Stat Boy?
Yes, if I remember correctly, I seen multiple Apple Watches clock over 100. Decibels.
Correct.
Maxing out at 105 on Backlash. Mm-hmm.
Apparently the whoa from Cody's theme song registered 115.
Wow.
Yeah. That's louder than standing next to a 747.
Yeah, during takeoff.
Well, Germany. Let me go ahead and say this right now. Germany, your hand's been pulled. Let's see you do better. Because it's obvious that next week's shenanigans over in the Middle East won't even get close.
Nope. No. But there were so many insane crowd moments. like when in the opening match of Backlash, which we'll get to in a minute, we'll get to the card in a minute. Yeah. Randy Orton had his theme sung to him. And you saw the look on his face. He was like,
you didn't really hear it on the second verse.
Yeah.
The fact that you could hear them sing the lyrics, not just the one phrase. Yeah. They knew the song. Randy Orton has never been sung to the ring like that. So yeah.
And he was taking it in. He was taking it in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody. What I mean, the Jey Uso entrance with the cell phone lights. Oh my god!
And that just you know, that floored Jey because he's like, I just got everybody doing the yeet and they're doing fireflies.
Yeah,
for me, fireflies. That's why I wear sunglasses because he'd have been a deer in headlights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But crowds make the show. And any wrestler will tell you they'd rather wrestle in front of 50 rabid fans than in front of a board arena.
They'd rather wrestle in where they were for Backlash, which was what? Lyon, rather than in Qatar, at least for crowds. Monetarily might be different, but or not. Yeah, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the Middle East seems to be kind of a dead spot yet.
Well, it's go ahead.
And the wrestlers work their ass off for them.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you're doing that for us. We're going to do this for you. We take that appreciation very, very seriously.
Hmm.
And anybody who's worked in the business will back me up on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have been in front of that crowd in Lyon and, you know, a bored bunch of rednecks in Lafayette. So even if you still had to go through Atlanta to get to either one of them. Oh, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But this was just crazy.
Okay. Yeah, it was just phenomenal.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's go over. There was actually, you know, a card. The Bloodline really kind of crushed Kevin and Randy. It wasn't even close.
I was right there being interference. I got the wrong guy.
I mean, nobody really expected Tonga Loa to show up.
No, everybody was expecting Jacob Fatu.
So right, exactly. Not, VRM, don't kick yourself too hard on this. It was a fairly hard guess. By the way, yeah, we'll get to something else later.
Well, then okay. Because now, hold on, I'm gonna share something with you. With Tonga Loa, where are you here? You get, can you see that? You get this.
Yep.
Yes. To the point that
yeah, baby. The Gorillas of Destiny, the original Gorillas of Destiny, are back.
And, yep. And the commentary table snuck in their own
Gorilla Tactics.
Snuck in their own little bits about that. Gorilla Warfare. You know. Somebody said Gorilla Warfare and then somebody else laced Destiny into it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, excuse me. There's somebody who said that. fed that, maybe. Mm-hmm. Right? Right, BRM?
What do you...
yes, what... Mr. Travis, where are you?
Well, why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you were probably laughing your ass off when you finally got that on TV.
Right, exactly. Thank you. There we go. So now Paul Heyman is being held hostage by the Gorillas of Destiny in Solo Sikoa. Okay. So then we had Bayley defeating Naomi and Tiffany Stratton in a very good match.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Bayley got the "Will You Be My Girl" chance, which is great. Damian Priest defeated Jey Uso, and he was very upset that he had interference.
Yep, because of good old JD McDonagh and Finn Balor. By the way, thank you for letting me have that. Because that was my wild card, and it cashed.
Good. And it's an interesting story, given that, you know, Damian Priest is showing a lot of face tendencies here, while Balor and McDonagh are sticking together and trying to keep Judgment Day the way they've had it.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. with, you know, with Rhea on the shelf and Dom trying to recruit.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Damian Priest hasn't just fired them all.
Exactly.
Out of a cannon into the sun?
Pretty much.
If available, yes.
Okay.
And, because the Judgment Day is still imploding, even with the Carlito edition, sort of, maybe, possibly, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much good stuff on Raw I got to talk to you about in a minute. Just some more incredible camera shots over the last 2 weeks. Really good stuff. Then you had Bianca Belair and Jade Cargo capturing women's tag team championships over the Kabuki Warriors. But there's a reason for that. A very big one. Asuka's hurt.
Tecmo.
You're gonna be playing that a lot tonight.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Do you have the broken version of that?
Where's my emergency brake button? Because I've got it sounds like I'm gonna need the emergency button to stop it. Remember what happened the last time I had to play it so many times?
Yeah, it was in the NFL in the fourth season. I remember.
Yep. That was a double hit.
Yeah, that's okay. Cargill and Belair have the titles. Oh, and by the way, we'll get it to SmackDown. They tried to cancel Tiffany Stratton this week, which was crazy. But anyway. So, and then I believe in the main, Cody Rhodes defeated AJ Styles in, it was great. I love the fact that the five matches worked. They were all almost over 20 minutes. And it was a great show. It was an absolutely great show. It was fun.
It was solid. It was perfectly paced. And look what happens when you let the wrestling matches breathe.
Oh, Drew. Hey, Drew.
We're wrestlers in a wrestling ring. Let's just freaking wrestle.
Exactly. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to the Pick'ems?
Yeah, I'm afraid
to ask. Here's the situation. It's one glob on the bottom, one glob on the top.
Okay.
Nikki?
Yes.
VRM?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yep.
All three of you and Jamie finished tied for last at 5 points.
Great.
Hooray.
Well, There's the reason why. You're tied for last, but you're also tied for fourth.
Okay.
Because Carl, myself, and Shane all scored 7. We're the new co-champs.
Okay.
So, okay.
I'll claim half the belt. Shane claims the other half. Carl, show up if you want it.
Very nice, very nice.
Hey, imagine if he showed up instead of having to work 200 hours every week.
Yeah, we hear that. So, over the last couple of weeks, we've had a few things. One, Drew McIntyre and CM Punk being absolute assholes to each other, and I love it. Oh, it's been so good.
The Twitter war escalating into a physical war.
No. Yeah, yes, but there's also one clip. I think it was the Monday after Backlash, if I remember correctly, or was it the Monday before the Camaro shot?
Yeah, where Drew leaves just as Punk arrives.
Right.
Yes, you know, but this is a detail that I missed. Go ahead, Jason.
The Drew was in a brand new 2024 Camaro, right? Blank, sleek, right? He drives off. Punk comes in, and of course, you know I'm a car guy, so I know this, in like a 79 Beater Z28, right?
Yes, a very lovingly used late 70s Camaro.
Right.
So right. I have to ask, did he rock his iRoxy? Did he rock it well?
No, that's 80s.
Damn. I was hoping it was a little newer.
Okay.
Or the iRoxy started in the 70s.
Yeah, it did. The iRoxy did start in the 70s, but the one, I think. I'll look it up. But
I was going to say, that I thought that was an 82, 83 thing, because that was the big time when Corvettes and Camaros and Trans Ams were all trying to outdo each other.
Well, that was, the iRoxy was from 85 to 90.
Okay, yeah, the one he's got here, it's not a beater. It actually looks clean as hell.
Right.
It's just older.
Right, it was clean, yes. But moving on, but what was the detail we missed?
Well, that's what I was saying. I missed the fact that Drew had a newer Camaro.
Uh-huh.
Eddie, yeah, that was probably... I'm going to start looking.
Give but personally, the fact that it is a one single shot, almost Kubrickian in its splendor.
Right.
I am not exaggerating.
And then he tosses the keys to Pierce. He goes, oh, and this was after CM Punk was stuck in the WWE headquarters over the weekend before. Because that's why he couldn't go to Backlash, remember?
Yeah. He did the pre-show from the headquarters. They wrapped. He went to the bathroom. This is the story. He went to the bathroom. Everything's locked. And he's locked in at the headquarters because everyone left.
And apparently,
right,
the headquarters is very state-of-the-art, and there's a lot of key cards that Punk don't have.
Right, and then but he did find the original. What was it? The original plans for him for WrestleMania.
I think it was the early January plans for WrestleMania 30.
Right, I have to find it.
I missed this part.
Yeah, he did. So, it was through his... I have to find the picture.
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, I got it. It was Batista versus Randy Orton for the heavyweight championship. Punk was the first to fight Triple H. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was a January 20th, 14. Undertaker, Lesnar, Cena versus Bray Wyatt with the Wyatt family, Bryan versus Sheamus, Big Show versus Kane, and Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose, whatever happened to that guy, for the U.S. title.
I can find out for you if you'd like.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay. So this was literally, when was Rumble 2014? It's like literally the week of the Rumble, I think, or is it the week before the Rumble?
Royal.
It was probably, I think it was the week before.
Yeah, this is the week. This is literally the week before. This is the card as of Monday before the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
So this was the plan going into the Rumble.
Wow. January. Yeah, it was the week before. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been good if he stayed, but he didn't want to stay.
No, yeah. He didn't want to stay, and he had a very valid point. We were mad at him when he did it. We were still mad at him with the podcast, and then AEW kind of fell apart and is continuing to fall apart.
Which we'll get to.
We'll get to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will.
So, so in that shot, right, he tosses the keys to Pierce. He goes, "How was your weekend?" "Oh, it's been a weekend." He goes, "I want Drew. You just missed him." What? Okay, look, I got something to say to him. Can you at least please have the truck play my music? I can do that. Okay, he goes in, and again, bringing hockey into this VRM, he goes to Jackie Remner, goes, "How about them Leafs?" Or something like that, right?
They were yelling something about hockey.
And then they pass by, what was it, Gable berating Alpha Academy, and then he calls out Drew. Just brilliant stuff. The angles are just terrific. The shots are just insane, right?
It's beautiful stuff. And you know,
if WWE doesn't win a Tech Emmy this year, I will be amazed.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think Doofen, go ahead.
Seriously, the camera quality in this past. In the past 6 months has been
about 5 months, right? Because they started at the Rumble. So about 5 months, yeah. 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah, and right. If this guy used to be the guy in charge of Monday Night Football, then I can understand why ESPN's hockey coverage looks like shit now.
Right.
Cuts. So I think Duven Schwartz said, "Do not cut unless you absolutely have to."
Right.
We're over quota.
Yeah, we are. So basically, we are leading towards the King and Queen of the Ring. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening this weekend, this particular Saturday at 1 p.m. from Riyadh. And they are doing SmackDown from Riyadh as well. Okay.
Is it from Riyadh or Jeddah? It looks like it's Jeddah.
Jeddah. My apologies. Jeddah. Okay. I mean, and right now, let me see where we are at bracket wise.
Okay, here we go. So in the semifinals of the King of the Ring tournament, we have.
Well, why don't we go to the quarterfinals? The quarterfinals too. Let's start from the beginning.
All right. So first round, which was the week after Backlash, in the King of the Ring, Gunther defeated Sheamus in a 21-minute submission.
Yes.
Kofi over Rey. Ilya Dragunov over Ricochet in 14
which
minutes.
Which was a spectacular match. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Ilya, by the way, Ilya is making his name. And by the way, have you seen some of his workout videos on X? It's crazy.
He is crazy. No wonder they call him Mad Dragon.
And there might be more to it coming soon, thanks to the Japanese commentators.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it on Reddit.
Yeah,
where is it? Ah, there it is. Japanese fan and commentator react to Ilya Dragunov on Raw by saying that he's a real Super Saiyan and calling him Super Dragunov.
Ooh, okay.
And the picture that went with it was hilarious because Dragunov's hair was almost completely straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at the correct
his goal is over 9,000.
What? 9,000?
Yeah.
Yep, over 9,000.
Yeah, finish out the Raw brackets of that first round. Jey Uso beating Finn Balor. On the SmackDown side, AJ Styles losing to Randy Orton in a 17-minute main. Carmelo Hayes over Baron Corbin, quick. LA Knight over Santos Escobar. Tama Tonga over Angelo Dawkins. But now, because you see, three of those names don't belong.
Oh?
Go again.
Because Kofi, Jey, and Dawkins were only in there because Woods, Drew, and Bobby were not clear to compete.
That's right. Somebody said something in the commentary that, you know, Kofi was there because you know, he's doing it for Woods.
Right.
Because I know Woods is, you know, pounding walls that he couldn't go in there and defend his crown. That would have been a hell of a story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we will come back to that sound when we get to the Queen of the Ring.
Yep.
Moving to the quarterfinals, Edmonton 2-1.
Wait a minute. Which sport are we talking about again?
Quarterfinals. Gunther beat Kofi by submission, 13:50. Jey, a 13-minute win over Ilya Dragunov. Orton over Carmelo Hayes. And
Oh, by the way, that reversal was epic. Oh, my God. Okay. Did you see this one? Did you see it?
Clarify.
Carmelo Hayes does a flip into sort of a Cody Cutter position, and Orton hits him with the RKO. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where? Yeah, hold on. It's 40 seconds here. Hold on here. I'll share it if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Okay, just give me a second here. Because this reversal was fucking epic. Okay, share screen. Oops. Randy Orton, share sound, start sharing. Yep, can you see all that? Can you see that?
Not yet.
What?
Oh, there
now
it is.
Can...
Yes. The Viper is coiled, injured wheel and all. RK. Hold up. Hayes has Orton stacked.
What a smart move by Carmelo Hayes. He told you he'd studied the Viper.
Great counter by Randy.
Watch this.
RKO from out of nowhere.
You just cannot teach that kind of timing.
Wasn't that epic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And Carmelo Hayes looked very strong, by the way.
And Randy wins a match against Tama Tonga, who beat LA Knight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And that sets up the
semifinals.
Gunther versus Jey Uso, Randy Orton versus Tama Tonga. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Can you imagine Jey versus Tonga in Saudi?
Shut up and take
my
money.
I don't want it.
How about Gunther versus Tama Tonga?
Oh, that's much more like it.
Oh, dude! Keep it in
there. I'll keep it in my pants.
Yeah.
Whatever, Vince.
Meanwhile, on the Queen of the Ring side of the bracket, we've got Shayna over Maxine Dupri by submission, Io Sky over Natalya, Lyra Valkyria.
Yeah, by the condolences to Natalya on the loss of her cat, Two Paws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that. I sent her pictures of my kittens and just to try to cheer her up.
Mm-hmm. Lyra Valkyria over Dakota Kai. Zoe Stark over Ivy Nile. Nia Jax over Naomi.
Boo!
Boo!
Jade Cargill over Piper Niven. Tiffany Stratton over Meechan. And Bianca Belair over Candice LeRae. And
okay.
Once again, so Maxine Dupri was supposed to be Zelina Vega.
He's hurt.
And Dakota Kai was supposed to be Asuka.
Who's got a Again, knee issue.
Right, as we said earlier, yes.
So going into the quarterfinals, Io Sky over Shayna Baszler, Lyra Valkyria over Zoe Stark, Nia Jax by DQ over Jade Cargill.
Yeah, she also got the kid involved, which was also interesting. Mm-hmm. You saw that,
Jade's
right?
Daughter, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's, I think, what, about 9 or 10, I think? Something like that.
In that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And Bianca Belair over Tiffany Stratton.
Now, that match got a lot of heat on the internet. Okay? Now, did you guys hear about this or know about this?
All I saw was that somebody called Bianca kind of made a Super Cena joke about her.
No, wrong. No, that's not what happened.
That's not the one.
No.
Okay.
So what happened was Tiffany Stratton liked a video. Was it liked a video or retweeted a video? I forget which. Okay. Which basically called Jade Cargill a black bitch.
Well, she's okay. The bitch, so I don't understand the problem.
Okay, Twitter tried to cancel her because they wanted, you know.
Because Twitter racist. Is toxic hellhole.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yes. Okay, and according to multiple sources, Tiffany has no heat in WWE, so.
It's Twitter
and Rocky,
being Twitter.
Help us out here.
Yeah. Rocky.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Right, okay. So the semifinals, which are going to be one on Monday, one on Friday, Bianca and Nia in Saudi, Lyra versus Io. Who do you want? Who do we so I'm guessing we want Bianca versus Io, right? As the finals?
Bianca versus either one of those two is just fine.
Yeah.
Right, but we're talking about Saudi. Saudi wants something different. Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
So that's where we're going with
so
that.
So Bianca versus Lyra, maybe.
Maybe. So the King and the Queen of the Ring right now only has 4 matches as we have it right
Five
now,
matches.
I believe.
Five
matches. Which is the following. We're talking about the men's finals and the men's finals and the women's finals. Becky versus Liv for the Women's World Championship. Sammy defending against Chad and Bronson for the Intercontinental Championship, which I love, by the way.
Poor Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Cody Rhodes versus Logan Paul. Now, I love what they did here, okay? Because everyone was going, oh, it's going to be 2 belts. But Logan Paul, because he's a natural dick, did something that was logical, in a way.
Page 17? Oh, wait.
In a way, yes. Okay. In a way, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because he basically, Logan looks at the contract and basically says, rip. He rips up the contract.
This isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah. I didn't want to put my title on the line. It's only for his. Okay. And he goes, Nick, you know, and then you had, you know, Weasel Attorney, okay?
Yes.
So Cody signs the new contract and says, fine, I'll put up my belt. You don't have to, asshole. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
All right, let's do this.
Fine, exactly. See, that, you know what that was? That was them outpainting themselves into a corner.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did it as...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, they did it as, strangely, I hate... How do I use this word in wrestling? Logically.
It is logic. It is logical.
God help me, it makes sense.
It's like, you know, Logan Paul's like, I'm not putting up my belt. What do you think I am? Like, yeah. You know.
More like, do you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, yes, we do.
Right. So, oh, and I'm going to, here's a little transition here. Boy, howdy. Man, oh, man, has they really been nuts in how they're building this up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They hacked WWE's Twitch feed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They are basically teasing that they're going to debut in Saudi. And the therapist was in there. Mm-hmm. The therapist, you know, mm-hmm. actress.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. This better be big. The payoff has to be really good.
But now it's to the point that even the announcers are acknowledging some weird shit's going on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is the first time they have acknowledged it on TV. Where Corey and Cole are like, we don't know what the heck this is. It's been going on for a minute. But we can't really ignore it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Adding to the suspension of disbelief, I guess. There might be a better word for it. Adding to the fact that this isn't... They're playing it like... No, we're not doing this. Of course they're doing this. But no, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see kind of what I'm saying here?
Right.
It's kayfabed even to kayfabe.
Right. And like, for example, like the newspaper article was written by a woman by the name of Wendy Lucho, the anagram mm-hmm. of Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And they're really... Oh, and by the way, the woman is comedian Rachel Bonetta, who made those videos. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm telling you, they've got to do this right. And again, who are supposedly the Wyatt Six or the Wyatt...
The Wyatt Six. If I remember correctly, it would be Uncle Howdy, Bo Dallas, Eric Rowan...
Right,
Alexa.
Yep, Alexa Bliss. Nikki Cross, I believe.
Yes, and Dexter Lumis.
Dexter Lumis and Joe Gacy.
Joe Gacy's so effing perfect for this.
Yeah, those are the six. There were original rumors about Braun. I already did all of them.
Joe Gacy is going to be epic in this.
Yeah.
He's perfect for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're... Yeah, but the thing is that... Who do they go after? And how... Okay, how do you debut them? Or do we even know how?
My way of doing it is that they would... They're not going to go after faces. They're not going to go after heels. They're going to go after everybody.
Yep.
Right.
Because they are this is an institution of pure chaos.
Right.
And not the Japanese stable.
Be right back, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. This is some crazy shit. Nikki and Alexa will obviously crash women's matches. Dexter Lumis might focus. You know, we do some continuity here, and maybe he does focus on Gargano or Austin Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan could go after Braun. Braun doesn't have anything yet. And who did I miss? Gacy, and Gacy and Uncle Howdy are both in charge of it. Uncle Howdy mentoring Gacy. That's how I'd write it anyway. What do you think? Anyone? Bueller?
I don't have an answer.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm just putting it out there. I take suggestions, comments, and complaints. But I want them to be that random element.
Right.
That they started with the Nexus, semi-perfected it with the Shield, and then throw Spooky all over it.
And then perfected it with the Wyatt family.
Yes.
Because Bray Wyatt was legitimately one of the greatest characters in the modern era.
And he was unfortunately under the auspices of Vince McMahon, so a lot of his stuff wasn't going to happen. Imagine what he would have done if he was doing all of this under Hunter.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
He'd be a horror movie superstar.
Yes. Yeah. He already had Tom Salvino on his side for making his fiend mask.
And his belt. The fiend belt.
So yeah. He would have industry cred for horror movie stuff, because I bet you a lot of the other horror movie masters would say, that's awesome. Can we steal that?
Right.
So yeah. Bring it on. I'm excited. I want to see it, and that's how I want to see it. So make it happen, WWE. Come on, Hunter, don't bring me down.
But yeah. Oh my God, AEW's in chaos, man.
And it's only getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
It is only getting worse. There was I saw a post where Dax, I think it was Dax Harwood, was trying to defend, you know, the fact that they tell their stories in the ring. And Eric Bischoff said, "Hey, Dax, go ahead.
Like, Dax, do you even watch the product?"
More like, well, if you were telling a story in the ring with you and Okada, why couldn't you give us a story before you guys got in the ring? And oh, by the way, nobody's paying me for this opinion.
Right.
Well, speaking of stories being solved not in the ring, some legal related to AEW that has been released.
Yeah.
Orange County prosecutors, they looked at the case of with Cash Wheeler and Road Rage and the Road Rage incident.
Oh, shit.
Nope. They looked at it. Took the folder. Threw it over their shoulder and says, "Fuck this, we're not doing it." They follow the motion basically, they filed a motion. I don't know the exact terminology, but they said, yeah, we're not prosecuting this. Case dismissed. It's done.
Interesting.
So Cash is free and clear.
And if I remember right, right after Dynamite,
by the way, it was called Nol Prosequi. Okay, which means prosecutors are abandoning the case. Go ahead, Josh.
There was something that happened after.
Yes,
AEW.
Cash was trying to do a promo when they chanted, "He's not guilty." Clap, 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 clap. He's not guilty. Is that what you're thinking?
It something like that, but I don't know.
Okay. So here's what we got right now for Double or Nothing. Okay.
Doesn't feel like Double or Nothing, to be perfectly honest.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Double or Nothing.
You got Willow Nightingale, who, by the way, visited the wrestling club this week, and the kids went nuts, which was so awesome. I love that. Versus Mercedes Moné, who was, quote-unquote, upset about it on Twitter. Okay. And, by the way, Willow was actually the face in that promo, and she did a good job. Mercedes is actually being the heel, you know?
Now the question is that just going to be a obvious Mercedes is going to win? I sure as hell hope not. Because Mercedes needs to build herself up. Her immediately getting hotshot into the number two women's belt, not necessarily the best thing.
But it would be another WCW-esque move. So yeah. that'll put butts in the seats.
Yeah. Well, look, man, they're at 750. They're under 700,000. What? They're going to get to 650 soon.
Next week. Let me see when what comes up next week in NBA land, because that's going to matter.
Well, I know one thing that's going to be on NHL land that is going to make sure that Jason and I don't watch.
Hmm.
That's game one, right?
Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Yep.
Yep. Fuck that.
I'm just glad that most of the time with AEW,
that'll be on ESPN May 22nd. You bet. You bet your ass. That's right.
Yep. By the looks of things, unless something happens, okay, I'm going to look it up on NBA.com here because ESPN is being unhelpful.
Well, NBA doesn't have anything yet because you got two game sevens coming.
Possibly I'm just a third.
Right.
I would love to know, but yeah.
Well, let's see. So, Monday. I'm trying to think. Monday. Because Monday is game seven, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. If it happens.
And Tuesday is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, no matter what. Because tomorrow is the game seven.
They're going to get ether.
Because Wednesday is the Western. Is on TNT.
Which means AEW is on TBS.
They've always been on
Dynamite.
TBS. They've always been on Dynamite.
For Dynamite. Dynamite was usually on TNT, wasn't it?
No, they
moved. Remember, I went to the first show moved it to TBS. So they've been on TBS for 2 years now.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention. But since Western Conference Finals Game 1 is going to be on the 22nd, and there's a strong chance, though not a guarantee, that Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be on the 29th. It's going to be an absolute ethering.
Mm-hmm. And And who knows what's going to happen next week with the Western Conference Finals from the NHL.
Yeah, that's... Oh, that too. Oh, Nelly.
Right, okay.
Basically, Double or Nothing has become... mired in the days that no one WrestleMania fighting the final four, but worse.
Right, and also combined with the fact that that you've got the injuries, you've got Kenny Omega being some sort of authority figure, we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell that was, right? And then you continue with this. You get Roderick Strong versus Will Ospreay for the International Championship. Will Ospreay should be fighting Swerve Strickland for the belt after the match he had with Danielson. No?
Yep. Yeah, but unfortunately they're pushing just kind of a lame narrative, at least in my eyes.
It's Christian Cage and Swerve Strickland. Big fucking deal.
This right here is bullshit.
Okay. So then you have Timeless 20 Toni Storm versus Serena Deeb. Really? Okay. Okay. Then, of course, you have... This is one of the few matches I like on this card, which is Adam Copeland versus Malachi Black in a barbed wire steel cage match. Again, relying on blood.
Yeah.
So is Mox refing? Is refing or renouncing it?
No, Mox is doing something else, which I...
We need him because we need to figure out something about this match, because it's Mox versus Takeshita in an IWGP World Heavyweight Championship Eliminator match.
An Eliminator?
Yes.
Hang on. Let me go get him. I'll be right back.
Yeah, please.
I'd much rather have him run up the reverse treadmill than do that on a pay-per-view.
Right.
Okay. Where's Mox?
He's coming.
I know, he's usually a little quicker about this, so something's happening.
I know. I hope Mox is okay, because I actually need to ask him.
Makes sense.
Can I help you?
So, okay. Is Tanahashi keeping you from defending the belt at Double or Nothing or something?
I think New Japan just doesn't want their stuff being defended on a shit show.
Well, that's true, because you're fighting... Because you were at NG about a week ago, you were at Resurgence, where Eddie Kingston got hurt bad again.
Yeah, broke his tibia.
Okay. Yeah, that's doesn't matter which one it is. He can't stand, so he can't fight, so he's really pissed.
Yeah. Right. But and then after you beat Shota to retain the championship, Ren Narita and Evil defaced the IWGP belt, and you were pissed.
Well, yeah, I was pissed because, first of all, I don't like reruns either.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you want to hear what you said? I mean, you were pretty pissed. I have it.
How many F bombs were in this one?
A few. You were pissed.
Right. Hold on. Like I said, they're doing some Hulk Hogan shit. I don't want to be involved. They want to do something to deface the belt. There's 100 other things they could have done.
Yeah, just watch this. This is what you said. This is what you
said. Oh, man. Like I said out there, I know you meant to be incredibly insulting to me and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Everybody who came before me that held the IWGP Championship to the fans of New Japan Pro Wrestling on both sides of the Pacific. I know the kind of insult and disrespect you meant, Evil, by spray painting this belt. And you will pay for it. You will pay for it dearly. And you will regret it. That being said, I'm kind of digging the black. It's not bad. You may be onto something. You're still going to get your ass kicked, but you may be onto something. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about you getting your ass kicked. You like House of Torture, team environment, gang warfare. And that's how you think you're going to win the IWGP Championship? Okay. All right. I will see you on your home turf. And you bring Narita, and you bring Dick Togo, and you bring any member of any... variants of any Bullet Club or House of Bullshit or anybody you want. Bring anybody in the fucking world you want. Because I got some friends in Japan, too. You want gang warfare? You want a dividing line? war on either side, that's what you're gonna get. You better keep your finger on the trigger, babe. You get a shot at me, you better take it. This is gonna be a hell of a summer. Hell of a summer. All over Japan. We're in Fukuoka, we're in Tokyo, we're gonna be in Osaka, back in Tokyo. I'm even fighting Josh fucking Barnett at Sumo Hall on June 22nd. What the fuck? What's going on? I'm indomitable. I can do whatever I want. I don't work for nobody. I go where I want, I do what I want. I can do anything and everything. There are no rules. There are no limits to John Moxley. One day, somebody's gonna hit me and I'm not gonna get back up. Could happen this summer. Could happen tomorrow. Could get hit by a bus on the way back to the airport tonight. But that man is not gonna be you, Evil. It's not gonna be you. I have zero respect for Evil and the House of Torture and the way they do business. And I will get rid of all that type of horse shit. And I will free New Japan Pro Wrestling of the scourge that is the House of Torture. Or I will die trying.
So, Mox.
So you want the cliff notes of that?
The what?
You want the cliff notes of all that?
Yeah.
Fuck AEW. This is a belt for New Japan and New Japan only. They want me to show up with this shirt. I'll show up, but I ain't gonna do nothing under their banner. I don't have to do nothing under their banner. I get to go play champion anywhere I fucking want to go. And hell, I might even still have it on my shoulder when I come back to Dayton in August.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. For Rockstar?
Nah. Revolver.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming What's with Revolver. Me and Sammy will think of something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I might even have it there. So I get to go play all over Japan so that all the dramatic bullshit that's going on over here, let them do all their dramatic bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I do best, and that's wrestle.
Well, what happens when you have to deal with their dramatic bullshit on Long Island? Because remember, that's co-branded show, so you're probably defending a title there.
Yep.
That's fine. I'll defend it, and I'll flip everybody off, and I'll make a couple of phone calls and see if my brothers are in town and see if we can, you know, we get together for a little night.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, that match you were talking about, which is June 9th at Osaka Joe Hall, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The main event is going to be you versus Evil for the title.
And do you see me sweating? Nope. Actually, you can't because I'm on the phone. You can't see me sweating because I ain't sweating. I don't sweat them. Mm-hmm. I don't sweat any of this. All I sweat is the stupid bullshit I have to show up for if I have to work Wednesdays.
Yeah.
As you saw this week, all I did was I came in early and took care of some business, and I probably caught a cab to the airport and was back in Cincinnati before midnight.
There you go. There's that. So, but yeah, Mox, let me talk to Nick because we have some other New Japan stuff we need to talk about. Because it's the best of the Super Junior stuff, which I have.
Oh, I figured you want me on board for that, but yeah, I got you.
No. Let's talk about that, actually. I'm sorry. My apologies for that.
Okay? I mean, come on. I'm a New Japan guy now.
All right, fine.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so as of the Best of Super Juniors, which is started last week, right now, the leader in the A block is Blake Christian with 8. Titan, let me just double check on this. So
just to let you know, Blake Christian is your current reigning and defending GCW World Champion.
See, he gets it. He's gonna go all for the world too.
Yep, and then tied for second, as Jason was about to say, is Teton and Kevin Knight, who both have 6. And then a logjam at 4. El Desperado, Clark Connors, Hayata, and Kosei Fujita from the Mighty Don't Kneel. Right. And I have a bit about that coming up later in the promotions, which is a little bit like a, wait, he's there? But we'll get there.
Okay.
At 2 points, Yoshinobu Kanemaru and Bushi! And, of course, at 0 points, the jobber of all jobbers, TJP, Dab.
No, he's not a jobber. He just doesn't do well there.
Oh, I know. I'm just ragging on him.
No, you're fine. He's got a nice side career as a tattoo canvas.
Right. Yeah. And then Block B is a block. Basically, everybody has pretty much everything except Dragon Dia, who has nothing.
Yeah, Dragon Dia is, yep, from Dragon Gate, obviously. He's done a fair bit, and he's still relatively young, so he's probably going to get his ass handed to him a lot. But Kushida and Taiji Ishimori are at 6. They're currently leading. The following people are at 4 points. Sho, Ninja Mac, Francesco Akira, Robbie Eagles, Doki, Hiromu Takahashi, and Drilla Maloney. It's a mess right now, but we're only about halfway through, if not even. We're not even halfway through the tournament yet.
No, we'll cover it more next week. We'll cover it more next week.
We'll cover it even more the week after, when we'll have pretty much the pick or our situation settled for who's getting into the semifinals.
Correct. Yeah, so that's where we are in the New Japan, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's... Yeah, what's up?
Do we have to go back to Double or Nothing or anything? Or?
Anything else
about that? Yeah, I'm listening.
Well, then we had the Anarchy in the Arena match, okay? So then we had the Elite, which is Okada, Perry, and Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. I know you're listening, so F you. Versus Team AEW, which is Bryan Danielson, FTR, and get this, the returning Darby Allin.
Replacing Eddie.
For the love of God, get out of the ring before they cancel the show.
Yep, so, replacing Eddie Kingston after he broke his leg.
Didn't Darby break a couple of things? Oh, wait, he doesn't care.
Yes, his foot.
He broke his foot and got hit by a bus.
See, I was only joking about the hit by a bus thing.
No.
I didn't expect him to go out and do it.
No, he did it. He was accidentally hit by a bus.
Accidentally my ass, he jumped.
Hi, I'm Darby Allin, and welcome to Jackass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like I said, I've told him some of his shit is stupid. Some of his shit is unsafe. Yeah. And this is coming from the guy who took a Sawzall to the forehead.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that little fucker's just going to... We're going to have to carry him out of the ring one night.
I know.
Not carry him out of the ring. Put him in a body bag, and he ain't getting out.
No, he's done the other.
He's already been in a body bag, but he got out.
He said, and I quote: "He cut a promo after. He goes, what a fucking crazy few months. Holy shit! I thought the worst happened when I broke my foot. Then I was in New York and got hit by a fucking bus. As you see, I'm not 100%. I still have a little bit of a limp. I got a nose brace on, but fuck. I'm going to Anarchy in the Arena because I want to defend AEW's honor. Like I said, I'm not 100%. Jesus, when Dak just did that suplex, I was sitting crisscross applesauce, and a fucking beam hit me in the head. I thought I got knocked out. I was like, there goes my return. I'm not going to keep you here for long because there's some more badass action to come. I got to go to the hospital or something. I'll talk to you guys later." Really? Dude, Darby!
God. Don't be famous for that. Look, what Jeff Hardy was infamous for that. But don't be famous for getting landing in the hospital all the time.
Yeah.
Nah. No. That's not even funny.
You're not Jackie Chan. Stop it.
And it's not badass anymore. I mean, yeah, 10 years ago, you think, wow, look at you go. Nah. I don't go to the hospital that much anymore. Half the time I fix myself. I mean, you see this? You see the stitches on my nipple here?
Ow! Okay, look. Let me tell you, man. It is... just... Okay. Oh, and of course, Trent Beretta is now evil and is facing Orange Cassidy. Yippee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is, of course, is related to the career-ending thing with Chuck Taylor we discussed last time.
Yeah, Chuck Taylor is done. So.
He had a hell of a run. I remember some of his shit in IBW.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, so,
speaking of done, yeah. Am I done here?
I think so. But thanks, man. We appreciate it. Appreciate
it. That's what. I'll go get Nikki.
All right. Thanks, please.
So, Jason, we did miss one match in there.
Which was?
Trent Beretta versus Orange Cassidy.
We just said that.
Oh. I am tired.
It's
Leave
okay.
Me be. I am mentally and emotionally tired.
It's okay.
No, it isn't.
And I'm telling you, she Fox and her are going a long way, man.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to see if there's anything. Oh, who got married? Oh, wow. Holy shit.
What?
Oh. Speaking of AEW, you remember the pregnancy angle with Angelo Parker and Ruby Soho?
Yeah.
They just got married today in Ohio.
What?
What?
Yeah. That's real, yo. That's real.
Boy, did I come in at a bad point of this conversation.
What?
I just came in at the tail end of it.
Oh, that was the start of it.
That was the start of it. Angel, okay. It just broke. It just was published. So, oh, there's no... There's no live events this weekend due to stuff. So the WWE, you said you had wanted to talk about Rivals a little bit, didn't you?
I did because I've been in and out on watching the series. But recently I came across a comment that Seth Rollins had made that... That just makes so much freaking sense, and I use that term unironically.
Uh-huh.
So give me a moment if I can find it again.
Okay.
I retweeted it, so I should be able to come across it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Actually, I've got a faster way to do this. Zip, 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 zip. From Seth Rollins, and I quote, "There is no Seth Rollins without Triple H. He is my wrestling father." Right there. That's all I needed to hear. The rest of it is, you know, the usual mushy stuff. If it wasn't for him kicking my ass and, you know, keeping me moving, I wouldn't be where I am today.
So all the things of calling Trips Dad is now officially canon.
Yes. So somewhere I still have that gif of Dean yelling, "Make Daddy proud," when he's saying something to Seth.
Couple of more. Can you play Tecmo again, please?
Oh, boy.
Ivar may be done for good.
What?
Yeah.
No! No, 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 no.
Unfortunately, it seems
he said there's been, okay, he says there's been a lot of misinformation floating about me. Let me clarify. Yes, I am injured. Yes, it's very serious. No, I have not had surgery. It's trying to figure out all options and what this means for my future. That being said, I want to thank everyone for the outpouring of love and support. Not after finding out I was injured, but throughout the last several months, I've heard you all. No matter what happens, I owe it to everyone who believed me to do everything I can to get back in the ring under those lights and in front of the most amazing fans on the planet. See you as soon as I can.
Damn it. And I'm glad I got him recruited a couple of years ago. Try that again. I'm glad I recruited him a couple of years ago regardless.
Okay. And more interesting, according to what I read, do you have the Dragnet one that
is it on page 2? It is not on page 2. Check over here. That should be it, right? That's long.
Well, that's fine. Okay. According to TMZ this week, that Tammy Sitch is suffering from blood clots in her leg in prison. What? Then that she's supposed that she can barely walk and is being treated with blood thinners. According to TMZ, that she told TMZ she was worried that she would die the same way her ex-husband died of a blood clot. Okay. But of course, he died from acute pneumonia. Okay. So it's just, you know, she's not doing well in prison. That's just a sad thing. Let's see. Oh! Here's something interesting that you were talking about AEW having a bad week or a bad month or, you know, a bad year. Try this. Okay? AEW Collision is going to tape 4 weeks at the same place. It's a residency during the summer in Dallas.
That screams financial problems.
Okay.
Because how much does it cost to get Wembley for
all in? A lot.
For all in. Yeah, exactly. So, if you're going off tour for a month, basically, or you're basically taking one show to one arena for a month. That can mean one of two things. If you're doing it all in a short span of time, you don't have the funds to keep up your tour dates. If you're doing it all in the span over the span of a month, that's different. That's you must have found a cheap arena. What arena is it, by the way?
It is, I'm going to write up here, the Esports Stadium in Arlington. You're checking it out? It's the largest dedicated esports.
Yeah, I know where this is. 2,500. This is basically right next to, this is basically the Arlington Convention Center area.
Okay.
It's all, basically it's, everything is in this area. So, AT&T, I don't remember what the Texas Rangers new stadium is called.
Globe Life Field?
Yeah. Uh,
So there's that. Oof.
Okay. All right. I'm getting more about this. There's also going to be Death Before Dishonor is going to be here.
Right. Exactly.
And it is multiple events. So it's not.
Right.
So it's July 20th Collision, July 26th Death Before Dishonor, July 27th right. Collision, August 1st Collision to air August 3rd, August 10th Collision, August 17th Collision.
Now, here's another piece of information. Now, remember we were talking about, you know, blood money and all that? So the General Entertainment Authority of Saudi Arabia, Chairman Turki Al-Sheikh, spoke with Ariel Helwani of the MMA Hour. And they want to host either a Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania in 2026 or 2027.
Ugh.
And they're saying that they're going to announce an enhancement to the deal with Saudi Arabia later this month, probably around the King of the Queen of the Ring. So Saudi Arabia ain't going away, sadly.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just Rumble. If they send Mania there,
there will be riots.
Mania will never be in Saudi Arabia. Has UFC ever been in Saudi Arabia?
I don't believe so.
I think they might have.
Not yet.
It's coming. It's coming.
June 22nd.
Yeah. It's a UFC fight night, so it's not a numbered
card. It's UFC on ABC.
Actually. Yep. It is Robert Whittaker versus Khamzat Chimaev.
Chimaev, yeah. So, yeah, well, this is part of the UFC Endeavor WWE corporate relationship, I was going to say. I was going to say something else.
You were going to say cult.
No, I was going to say kerfuffle. No, I was going to say something else, but that's okay. But, yeah, so UFC is going to Saudi Arabia, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to see.
Yeah. One last bit out of AEW, definitely though.
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't get much out of upfronts.
Oh, that's nope. Right. Because all the networks held their full schedules. CW talked about NXT coming in October, right? It was October or September.
Something like that. But they weren't going to get. They were going to get the same time slot, right?
Yes, 8 to 10 on Tuesdays, I believe. But also something else we forgot to talk about. USA is going to pay the... No, I'm sorry. WWE is going to pay the USA $25 million to keep Raw on USA until it goes to Netflix in 2025.
Not a bad move.
That's not bad. 25 mil for 4 months of programming, I think.
Three.
Yeah.
October, November. Oh, is it September, October, November, December?
I think October I think October is the official season premiere, so I know it is for SmackDown.
It was a short extension, because the rights extension was 25 million. Okay.
Okay.
And SmackDown goes back to USA in September, I believe, right?
Okay, that one I'm not sure. I know that Fox only had them for a couple of years.
The USA SmackDown deal, $287 million per year. This is NBC. Yep. 5 years.
SmackDown returns to USA in October.
Right. Excuse me. Where it should be, really?
Yeah.
We're on SmackDown. Am I sad that NXT is gone? From Raw and SmackDown will be gone Yes, really.
Yeah. It'll now be behind a minimum $7 a month wall if you want ads.
Right. Well, I pay for everything. So,
yeah. Yeah, if 4K. You pay for general standard, it's $15.50 a month, and premium, it's $23.
That's me.
Ew.
That's the Netflix shit is good. What do you want?
Yeah, I'm paying for Max for a month just cheaper. So I can watch the Giro. Like after this month, I'm canceling my Max because I only wanted it to watch the Giro.
What, the Italian soccer?
No, the bike race.
Giro d'Italia.
You're a bike fan?
Yes.
So any you like racing, the tour?
Any kind of racing is good racing.
Okay. Cool.
I mostly turn it on in the last hour or two when the racing gets really the really important parts of the racing, because like the first hour or two of coverage is usually just the peloton just pacing for 100 kilometers while a group of like 20 or so riders tries to be heroes and break away early,
right,
only to be caught inside the last 20k. Provided it's not a mountain stage when they're usually caught within 50K.
Like I said, any racing is good racing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to think. Two paws. We talked about that. Oh, yeah, the rival this week is The Rock and Hogan in 2002. And the biography is the Steve Austin's last match from, what is it, WrestleMania 38?
Yes.
Now, do you want to call it a match?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, those quotes are pretty loud, man.
I know they're loud, but they're still there. You know, oh, and by the way, to the number threes, Cody's been a champ for a month. Stop with the "it's terrible" bit. Oh, God. Just because the Bloodline storyline is still great doesn't mean Cody's being overshadowed in any way.
No. Cody's got his own stuff to do. He doesn't have time for the Bloodline right now.
Plus, we're in the usual post-mania malaise right now still.
Right.
Come see us again after Money in the Bank, then we'll talk.
Exactly. Right. And I'm just trying to think. So, remember, so what is the WWE, I'm going to say this just to piss you off, the premium live event schedule?
Fuck you.
That must have hurt just to say it.
Say yeah. Pay-per-view, you coward!
All right, so Backlash, okay. So we've got...
Oh my God, every pay-per-view for the next 3 months is foreign. Oh my God.
Yeah, so let's see. We've got King and Queen of the Ring in Jeddah next week.
You had Backlash.
We have Clash,
Clash in the Castle.
Yeah, Clash of Castle in Glasgow. Money in the Bank in Toronto.
Right.
And then SummerSlam in Cleveland.
That's a foreign country all by itself.
And then after that...
I'm about to say, don't let Ian hear you say that.
No, you know I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You know I'm kidding. And then it's Bash in Berlin. We don't know anything after that, right?
Bash in Berlin, yeah, that's the last one that is on the calendar, confirmed.
Yeah, but wow, that's pretty amazing that most of the pay-per-views so far have been foreign. I mean, we're talking about the world and World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yes, something that a lot of people have, you know, looked at Vince and said, do you know what world means?
They do now.
And Hunter's like, I know what it means. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to keep sending pay-per-views to other countries if they're going to sound like that.
They're going to sound like this. Yeah, that was nuts. That was so good.
And you trailed off, but Cole said something about the camera shaking. When's the last time you saw that in the States? I can give you a general idea. It was somewhere in 2010 or 2011 when the Nexus were facing off against Team WWE before the pay-per-view. The go-home before that pay-per-view, the hard cams were shaking. I haven't seen that since. Or if I have, I can't remember it right now.
I got to step away for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay. So we're coming full circle on this. The Evil Boss is doing these events overseas to prove a point. The American crowds, you know, the casuals obviously aren't, you know, bitching about it on the internet, but all the internet neckbeards have been saying that, okay. Then I'm going to take it to someplace where we'll be appreciated. We're going to take this somewhere that we're going to have crowds that are going to be bonkers. We're going to have, you know, we're going to have shows that, you know, where the wrestlers really can play off the crowd because the crowd is actually awake. So good on you, Hunter. Seriously, good on you. If that's how you want to do it, make your money. Make your money, let them make all the noise in the world, and all the fans who are whining about it right now better step up their fucking game. So, did we hit everything?
Pretty much.
Just wanted to make sure, because we came to a beautiful full circle there.
Yep.
So to that, maybe we should, you know, we should get into the soap selling part of the show.
Yes.
Aaron, what do you got?
Well, I am not going to be here next week.
Ooh.
Because I'm going to be in a hotel room, going to the hotel room in Indianapolis to watch open wheel cars driving around for 500 miles.
Which is awesome. So congrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and then 2 weeks after that is Pokemon Internationals.
So, yeah, you're going to be a busy boy.
Yeah. And I've also got electrical issues that have to be handled, hopefully.
Right. Yeah, and, so are we talking about Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Chico suffers. Yeah,
Chico suffers, and we all go through our crazy release videos as the schedule was released for the 2024-2025 NFL season. And the Lion, oh my, you know, you get a lot of primetime games this year.
Well, yeah, Ricky. We kind of earned it.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of earned that, and actually, Detroit versus Everybody on Twitter, I think it was him, did a rundown on all the Lions games reveals from all the different, you know, from all the different teams.
Yeah.
And I think only two of them were, you know, only two of them were worth a damn. Nothing was as good as the Bears thing they did last year.
Right.
And not just because of Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't watch the Giants one, but that's mostly because I already know we're going 0-17.
Oh, especially in those fucking uniforms. Did you see those?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Okay.
I have.
Okay, VRM, I want you to Google Giants 100th anniversary uniform. Google that.
This sounds pretty painful.
I'm going to go burn all my Giants jerseys right now. Excuse me.
Fire.
Well, I don't need to look at this.
Fire.
Okay. Well,
the
okay.
Fuck
the number
are
of
those?
Okay. So, did you? Okay. The Jets, the 49ers, and the Cowboys have the most with 6. because they still think Aaron Rodgers is going to be there for the entire season.
He's going to get broken again.
Yeah, he starts...
His first game is against the guy who broke him last year.
Right.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Lions have 5, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Chiefs have 5. You're the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
You have 5 as well.
Wow. I am worried about our season because, to be honest, it all rides on Joe Burrow not getting injured.
I know.
If he gets injured, we're going 8-9, and Joe Burrow is made of glass.
I mean, how many times last year did we say, sit the fuck down, Joe?
Right. Oh, and by the way, there's only one team that has no primetime games this year. The Panthers. They're terrible. Oh, and by the way, the Patriots have 1. Oh, and also on the BS, we're going to talk the Tom Brady roast. Oh, God. That was foul but funny. Oh, my God. It was terrible. But, yeah, we'll be talking about that on Tuesday. Wednesday, we're going to crown a winner on Survivor. We're going to crown a winner on Jeopardy Masters. The Super Toilet will be continuing to review shows for the summer. And we're just going to continue to keep going because the game show world still goes on. This is actually technically our season finale this week. As we also head towards Pat Sajak's last show on June 7th. And a bunch of other stuff. Josh, it was a thing, and yes. Knickknacks. You also have something else you said you wanted to promote.
Yes, which was a genuine surprise to see on YouTube. For Knickknacks, eventually, who knows at this point for the next episode. For It Was a Thing on TV, Pilot Month has started. And we've got a whole mess of pilots that they've covered in the last 2 weeks. The Adventures of Teddy Ruxpin. You might be wondering to yourself, wait a minute, wasn't that an animated show that lasted for 2 seasons and is kind of on the borderline of thing on TV? Yes, but did you know there was a live-action pilot that aired before it back in 1985 by the same people who brought you Welcome to Pooh Corner and Dumbo's Circus. You know, the live-action, full-sized puppets.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it was weird. But it wasn't as scary as Mike put it out to be. I was like, I'm used to this because I watched Welcome to Pooh Corner and Dumbo Circus when I was younger.
Right.
And I wasn't put off by those either. I kind of got the parallels pretty easily. The second show of the first week, The Virtual Ed Sullivan Show. Something that got found on YouTube and was only up for a matter of days before YouTube essentially copyright struck it for whatever reasons. Like, hey, I understand that Ed Sullivan still has his rights, but the thing is, you want to hide this until 2094? You mad?
Make your money now. Make your money now, because by the time you get to that year, nobody's going to even remember who Ed Sullivan is.
Yeah, Ed Sullivan will be essentially in the dustbin of history. Then this last week, Let's Get Personal, a 1982 pilot for NBC that in some form or fashion kind of felt like a proto-Love Connection. I mean, it did host Chuck Woolery was the host. So, Yeah, that's not a real surprise.
Hmm.
And Fast Friends, a kind of frenetic, high or fast-paced game show where it was a little bit too complicated for its own good. It was either that show or Time Machine that wound up on TV. Time Machine did, and Time Machine blew it.
Time Machine was the John Davison show, right?
Yes.
I actually was a fan of that show.
I know. Yeah, I was the problem one. Is not everybody was.
Yeah, I know. There are
it was
shows.
Up going up against the $25,000 pyramid, so you know who was watching. What was yeah. who was watching what? Mm-hmm. Coming up next week, they talked about a pilot that already they did last year, getting another pilot. I think this is going to be Red Dwarf USA, the second 1992 pilot, aka the worst 1992 pilot. The first one could have aired on, like, say, Fox for a season. It wouldn't have been too far-fetched. This one, it should have been relegated to the dustbin of history.
Yikes.
And then Greg will be cashing in his Money in the Bank entry. I forget what it is. Oh, well. But you can find all of that and so much more on It Was a Thing on TV. Within a wink of 97,000 downloads. And then, of course, a shout out to, surprisingly, a wrestler showing up on a giant YouTube channel. For those not in the know, Shane Haste, you probably know him from The Mighty Don't Kneel. He was in WWE for a while as part of TM61. Was also known as Slapnuts, I mean Slapjack, in Retribution.
Yeah, poor guy.
Let's just put it this way. He's now showing up on the React channel. You may remember it as Fine Brothers, but Fine Brothers haven't been around in ages.
Oh, and speaking of wrestlers and stuff.
So, yeah, he's starting to show up there and was like, wait, what? You? But, hey, he's there. Check him out on React.
Also, I forgot to tell you, Bruce Prichard is going to go on the Boy Meets World podcast.
Not a surprise, considering that, well, the infamous 1996 episode with Vader and everybody else.
I'm still down.
Huh?
Yeah, so... there, yeah, I was just, wow. So that's going to be good. I think it's time for you, Nikki, to talk all your art people.
Yes. And let me start with the one who has not been here since before WrestleMania, and shame on her. Jamie Claudia has been having busy, busy, busy work weeks. So please bear with her.
Oh, we are. You know, she's in the has-been hotel, so.
Yes, and enjoying every second of it, which scares me. Get my usual shout-outs here, Oni Wambashu. Let's see what she's up to. She does still have her card account. If you are looking for artwork from her, she is not cheap, but her stuff is amazing and worth every penny. Dozer Draws at Little Dozer Baby. Definitely someone to look into. Does, I'm going to call it soft art. If you want something that's kind, that's cute or, you know, romantically emotional or something like that, he's probably your guy.
Right.
Also expensive, but oh my goodness, what you can get out of that. If you like anime with your wrestling, do look up Otanad and Nahul Tahes.
Right.
Otanad is more available on Instagram, and I don't know if he does commissions, but stay for the comics. His stuff is dead on and hilarious. Let's see, who else have I got? I'm going to put in the new commission that I got recently from Norberto Gaetan. beautiful anime-esque work, and also does short comics in his own style. Also not, well, I can't say that. He's not expensive for the quality of work that he gets you. And he has a neat little thing called Surprise Me. Just give him a concept and maybe a couple of, you know, references. Let him do it. It's kind of fun. It came up with the John Moxley Dean Ambrose mic feud that is completely blowing up on Twitter with over 400 likes. How the hell does that happen? Especially on my account. Let me get back over here. Let's see. James Diotto, another guy with a strong comic style artwork. Great guy. His commissions open. Yes, commissions are open. His artwork does have a slight resemblance at times to Nolanium, who is not cheap, but is very famous. Mel Coleman art, James Schomburger of AEW. God help me.
Well, and by the way, James Schomburger is now with AEW. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't. When are those two getting married?
No, James Schellenberger actually left WWE, I think, right before WrestleMania.
Do you mean Rob Schellenberger?
Yeah, Rob Schellenberger.
My bad. So, like I said, he and Mel Coleman Arnold will do some collaborating and wipe that stupid smile off your face, Mox. Not that kind of collaborating.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that kind of artwork. Get out of my room. Anyway. We're not making that kind of a movie. Anyway, for your sci-fi, fantasy, and horror needs, definitely look up Salvi Cloak at the Dark Cloak. Commissions are open. He's a great guy. Easy to work with. And at the end of the day, I have a new piece of advice for you. You know all the usual ones. If an artist approaches you to do something for you, be careful.
Ooh. Oh, there's a term there. It should be run to the hills. Run for your life.
Essentially, that I think that these artists, and I've had two contact me on something like this, and one did complete the project. The other one is currently ghosting me. Essentially, they're going to try to get a little bit of money out of you, a little bit at a time, and then they'll keep coming back and say, hey, you want me to do this, or you want me to do that, or you want to do this? One of those who asked me to do stuff for me, their PayPal goes to a shell company for a scam organization. The other one I think is benefiting from AI. And I don't pay for AI. If I want to do something AI, I will do it myself. But the rest of it you all know. You know, pay well, be specific, but not overwhelming to the artist. Make sure you're getting the work in progress stuff so you can prove it's not AI. Again, pay them well, show them everywhere, and credit the artist. This is how they make their living. And just watch out for the AI guys, because nobody should be spending money on that right now.
Agreed. Without question.
So I don't think I have anything else because I'm right here.
Oh, and by the way, we are not doing Pick'ems. The Saudi show, because we're A, not worth it, and B, we are gonna come back, I believe, after Saturday, next Saturday night. I may not be here for it, but next Saturday night for a bit of fun to recap King Queen of the Ring, right? We're gonna do that.
Okay, so yeah, we'll jump in on that. And yeah, I think that's it. Now, are we done? Is this everything?
I think so.
Alrighty, so for Jason Block, for VRM, for Statboy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week when we recap King and Queen of the Ring and continue to watch AEW going down in flames. And bonus.